We are waiting.
I am waiting for my case to come up.
And I am waiting for a rebirth of wonder.
And I am waiting for someone to really discover America and whale
for the discovery of a new symbolic Western frontier.
And I am waiting for the American eagle to really spread its wings and straighten up and fly right.
And I am waiting for the war to be fought, which will make the world safe for anarchy.
And I am waiting for the final withering away of all governments.
And I am perpetually awaiting a rebirth of wonder.
I am waiting for the great divide to be crossed. And I am anxiously waiting for the secret of eternal life to be discovered by an obscure general practitioner.
And I am waiting to set sail for happiness.
And I am waiting
for a reconstructed Mayflower to reach America with its picture story and TV rights sold in advance to the natives.
And I am waiting for the lost music to sound again in the lost continent in a new rebirth of wonder.
Should Biden run in 2024? Democratic whispers of no start to rise. In interviews, dozens of frustrated Democratic officials, members of Congress and voters expressed doubts about the president's ability to rescue his reeling party and take the fight to Republicans.
Midway through the 2022 primary season, many Democratic lawmakers and party officials are venting their frustrations with President Biden's struggle to advance the bulk of his agenda, doubting his ability to rescue the party from a predicted midterm trouncing and increasingly viewing him as an anchor that should be cut loose in 2024. As the challenges facing the nation mount and fatigued base voters show low enthusiasm, Democrats in union meetings, the back rooms of Capitol Hill and party gatherings from coast to coast are quietly worrying about Mr. Biden's leadership, his age and his capability to take the fight to former President Donald J. Trump a second time. Interviews with nearly 50 Democratic officials, from county leaders to members of Congress, as well as with disappointed voters who backed Mr. Biden in 2020, reveal a party alarmed about Republicans' rising strength and extraordinarily pessimistic about an immediate path forward. To say our country was on the right track would flagrantly depart from reality, said Steve Simeonides, a Democratic National Committee member from Miami. Mr. Biden, he said, should announce his intent not to seek re-election in 2024 right after the midterms. Democrats' concerns come as the opening hearing of the House committee investigating the January 6 attack on the Capitol made clear the stakes of a 2024 presidential election in which Mr. Trump, whose lies fueled a riot that disrupted the peaceful transfer of power, may well seek to return to the White House. For Mr. Biden and his party, the hearing's vivid reminder of the Trump-inspired mob violence represents perhaps the last best chance before the midterms to break through with persuadable swing voters who have been more focused on inflation and gas prices. If the party cannot, it may miss its final opportunity to hold Mr. Trump accountable as Mr. Biden faces a tumultuous 2 years of a Republican-led House obstructing and investigating him. Most top elected Democrats were reluctant to speak on the record about Mr. Biden's future, and no one interviewed expressed any ill will toward Mr. Biden, to whom they are universally grateful for ousting Mr. Trump from office. But the repeated failures of his administration to pass big-ticket legislation on signature Democratic issues, as well as his halting efforts to use the bully pulpit of the White House to move public opinion, have left the president with sagging approval ratings and a party that, as much as anything, seems to feel sorry for him. That has left Democratic leaders struggling to explain away a series of calamities for the party that all seem beyond Mr. Biden's control. Inflation rates unseen in four decades, surging gas prices, a lingering pandemic, a spate of mass shootings, a Supreme Court poised to end the federal right to an abortion, and key congressional Democrats' refusal to muscle through the president's Build Back Better agenda or an expansion of voting rights. To nearly all the Democrats interviewed, the president's age, 79 now, 82 by the time the winner of the 2024 election is inaugurated, is a deep concern about his political viability. They have watched as a commander-in-chief who built a reputation for gaffes has repeatedly rattled global diplomacy with unexpected remarks that were later walked back by his White House staff, and as he has sat for fewer interviews than any of his recent predecessors. The presidency is a monstrously taxing job, and the stark reality is the president would be closer to 90 than 80 at the end of a second term, and that would be a major issue, said David Axelrod, the chief strategist for Barack Obama's two winning presidential campaigns. Biden doesn't get the credit he deserves for steering the country through the worst of the pandemic, passing historic legislation, pulling the NATO alliance together against Russian aggression, and restoring decency and decorum to the White House, Mr. Axelrod added. And part of the reason he doesn't is performative. He looks his age and isn't as agile in front of a camera as he once was, and this has fed a narrative about competence that isn't rooted in reality. Mr. Biden has repeatedly said that he expects to run again in 2024, but if he does not, there is little consensus about who would lead the party. Few Democrats interviewed expect that high-profile leaders with White House ambitions would defer to Vice President Kamala Harris, who has had a series of political hiccups of her own in office. These Democrats mentioned a host of other figures who lost to Mr. Biden in the 2020 primary: Senators Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and Cory Booker of New Jersey, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and Beto O'Rourke, the former congressman who is now running for Texas governor, among others. Mr. Biden's supporters insist he has the country on the right track, despite the obstacles. Only one person steered a transition past Trump's lies and court challenges and insurrection to take office on January 20, Joe Biden, said Anita Dunn, a senior advisor to the president, citing strong jobs numbers and efforts to combat the pandemic. Other Biden allies dismissed suggestions that any other Democrat would do better than him in 2024. This is the same hand-wringing that we heard about Barack Obama in 2010 and 2011, said Ben LaBolt, who worked on Mr. Obama's campaigns. Cristobal Alex, who was a senior advisor for the Biden campaign and was the deputy cabinet secretary in the White House until last month, said Mr. Biden was the only Democrat who could win a national election. Mr. Alex said it was the responsibility of congressional Democrats to highlight Mr. Biden's successes and pass legislation he, and most of them, campaigned on. I am worried that leaders in the party aren't more aggressively touting the success of the administration, he said. The narrative needs to shift, and that can only happen with a powerful echo chamber combined with action in Congress on remaining priorities. The American people feel unsettled. Nikki Fried, the Florida Agriculture Commissioner who is running for governor, said she would welcome Mr. Biden to campaign with her in Florida, but stopped short of endorsing him for a second term. There is a lot of time between now and 2024, she said. Still, public polling shows that Mr. Biden is at a low point in his popularity among Democratic voters. A survey last month from the Associated Press found Mr. Biden's approval among his fellow party members at 73%, the lowest point in his presidency, and 9 points lower than at any point in 2021. There is little recent public polling asking if Democrats want Mr. Biden to seek a second term, but in January just 48% of Democrats wanted him to run again, according to the AP's polling. Elected Democrats are cautious about openly discussing Mr. Biden's future. I'm not allowed to have feelings right now, said Jasmine Crockett, a Texas state representative who last month won a primary runoff for a heavily Democratic House seat based in Dallas. When you're an incoming freshman, you just don't get to. Still, Ms. Crockett lamented a stark enthusiasm gap between Republicans, who in Texas have passed legislation to restrict voting rights and abortion rights while expanding gun rights, and Democrats, who have not used their narrow control of the federal government to advance a progressive agenda. Democrats are like, what the hell is going on? Ms. Crockett said. Our country is completely falling apart. And so I think we're lacking in the excitement. Many Democratic leaders and voters want Mr. Biden to fight harder against Republicans, while others want him to seek more compromise. Many of them are eyeing 2024 hoping for some sort of idealized nominee, somebody who isn't Mr. Biden or Ms. Harris. Hurting Mr. Biden the most, said Faiz Shakir, who was campaign manager for Mr. Sanders in 2020, is a perception of weakness. Mr. Shakir circulated a memo in April stating that Mr. Sanders has not ruled out running in 2024 if Mr. Biden does not. In an interview, Mr. Shakir said he believed that Mr. Biden could beat Mr. Trump a second time, but that if Republicans nominate a newer face, like Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, Mr. Biden may not be the best choice. If it's DeSantis or somebody, I think that would be a different kind of a challenge, Mr. Shakir said. Why are these midterm races so important? This year's races could tip the balance of power in Congress to Republicans, hobbling President Biden's agenda for the second half of his term. They will also test former President Donald J. Trump's role as a GOP kingmaker. Here's what to know.
Subscribe to the podcast.